Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Yo-ho!
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm all discombobulated.
And a little worked up. You know what you are? You're keyed up.
Well, we're taping two today because Oscar has class on Friday. So
hey, why don't you call me when you have no class?
I have double the paperwork, and when I have double the paperwork, it's,
it's a little confusing.
I
understand. There's a lot going on.
I just, I'm surrounding myself with all sorts of paper and stuff, and it gets a little old.
You know? And you have every ability to stand and walk and locomote.
So I'm moving my camera around, and I hear Pony go, he's going to have to get up for that. Like it's the last thing. Like I'm in a goddamn wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know?
But no, it's great. You have arms like Doc Ock. You're like Dr. Octavius Octopus, and you can move and grab things and get
it's
it
what
all
I do.
Exactly.
Mike, you're the Swiss Army knife of disc jockeys.
You are.
It's what I do. But it's
you
what
are
I
the
do.
Leatherman of the podcast.
You know, I could take you on a tour of what I have.
Wow.
But
absolutely. Please.
So,
camera's moving.
Oh dear.
No.
Now so I reach over here.
Like the Blair
copy.
Witch Project.
That's copy. I reach over there.
Copy,
there's
baby.
My clock. There are my instant replays that I talk
clock.
About. Then I, over here, hold on.
No,
I'm going to disengage the camera if I do. That's all I
disengage.
Do.
Everybody, if you're not watching on YouTube, shame on you.
Yeah.
Because you're missing the show.
It just flickered.
The only thing that really taxes me, as far as the Doc Ock reference before, is when perhaps in mid-show, I feel the need or there is an emergency need to print something, and I have to get it off of the printer.
That's understood, yeah.
That's when you will see me go out of frame.
Yes. You know, and Mike, I'd like for you to start going out of frame right before you do an impression. And then you could come back as the character, sort of like Gorshin used to do on the Ed Sullivan Show. I wonder who's going to come in.
Not weird.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Oh, look, it's a photo of me.
Oh, my
Yay!
God, there's Rob. Hi, Rob.
I always forget.
I'm so weird. Bald.
Yes, I am.
I'm so bald.
But this is only for the people watching on TV.
Hey,
I love
it's
it.
It's not going to work.
A lot of fun, man.
Pony, you look upset. Is all well?
It was weird. I could see you in the reflection of a picture of you, and it was just a weird recursive.
That's your anal retentive obsessive compulsive brain.
Too much for him.
Doubling back on itself and trying to eat itself.
Just like when he had two sugar gliders, two was too many.
That's
he
right.
had to kill one.
Well, that's why he...
one had to die for the common good.
That is why he killed one. But I have some bad news for our listeners today because I've really, really enjoyed doing this show for the 5 years that I've done it. But, you know, career advancement, that's what it's all about.
Oh,
and
man.
Unfortunately, an opportunity was brought to me by one of our listeners. Now, I haven't pursued it yet, but I plan to because I think this
would
is,
you say
this
it's as good
my
as done?
Out of, huh?
Is it as good as done?
Oh, it's a slam dunk.
Big. Absolutely.
I was talking to you about it before the show.
Absolutely.
You know what it is.
I know exactly what it is. Mike, I'll miss
this
you.
This is it. This is not only leaving the podcast, leaving all forms of this silly radio-style communication.
And yet another job that allows you to remain seated.
Yes, this is true. The stool is large enough.
It's the small things in life.
I'm very, very. This is my ticket. This is really, you know, I've always said I wanted greater fame.
No, yes. And more glory. Recognition more glory. Is what you seek.
Right. Well, we crave it as performers.
It's paramount.
That's why we're here.
And Rob Spiewak was aware of this. I became aware of this from a listener. And, Rob, I'll let you fill in the blanks because you are the super fan of this show.
I've been with it ever since the first season.
And, Rob, you got to turn your whatever up because you're sounding. That's what I'm hearing when I'm talking to you.
Okay, let me send you a little mo.
It was all day yesterday, so and I think it might be your gain too. It's
really
just a little, yeah.
All right,
the levels suck ass this week. I swear to God, they're all over the place.
Does this sound any better?
Go ahead.
A little more.
Are you reclining more than you normally
do?
Are you more off mic than you normally are?
No, I'm trying to stay exactly in position.
What if you pulled the mic down a little bit?
What if you shut up?
All right, so
it was announced,
I
think, via Twitter, it was announced that Harry Shearer will not be back for the next season of The Simpsons.
No.
And this is a huge blow to the show.
Now you have to turn the send down that you sent to me. That's not what you needed to adjust.
Okay.
It was your audio quality, not what I was receiving. The level was not what I... You are off mic, so that does not affect the send. Sorry for this technical timer.
No, it's fine.
But I have to give Rob this information, okay?
Does that sound better now?
Yeah, it just was popping in my ear.
It sounds like you're talking, well, at least from here, you're talking to the bottom of the mic.
I am dead on the mic. You can see exactly where I'm at.
But it's like...
Nope. It's not. He's absolutely right. If you turn that down towards you,
like this,
facing down, instead of like this, if you talk like this, you're going to talk right across the microphone.
It's a front shooting
mic. If you
mic.
Talk like this, you're going to talk right into the microphone. I learned that when I was a baby DJ.
All right.
Having a microphone any way like this in that position, your voice is shooting across it. But if it's sitting there at an angle and you're doing it like that, it's right there, baby.
Now do I sound wonderful?
Sound 100% different.
You sound, you actually sound better.
And
Thank you.
You got to turn your send down to me because now it's blowing me up.
So pissed, Mike.
No, you know what? If this is going to correct things, then I'm
all
for it.
This will give me an opportunity. Let me give an opportunity to promote something.
Please.
For those of you that haven't subscribed to the bonus show, I'm not kidding you. Rob on the bonus show this week. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that I was in pain because he brought the funny so much.
Oh, you're very nice.
If you've never gotten a bonus show, Rob does a telemarketer call that crushes us. It is that good. I'm not overselling it, okay? With that said, this man couldn't run a board if it was duct taped to his ass. And
now,
it's been that
fair,
way for 5 years
to
because
be fair,
you make
if...
tiny little minuscule. You never when I'm asking you, you're never hearing it. You're just going on what you think we want, and you don't hear it. And I've never understood that.
Why would it help to have a board? Why would it help to have a board duct taped to my ass? That would be very, very hard to run that board.
I know. You know, I was trying to make some sort of comedy reference.
And yet, we still get to the finish line every day.
Yeah. And what I'm hearing, here's what I'm hearing, and because we are all audiophiles, and we care about the sound. I'm hearing that wonderful off mic against the wall sound that we get that usually involves the compressor limiter.
Oh,
so we probably should
man.
Have done this before the show. So I'll suffer through it. But you can also correct that by increasing your gain. And when you increase your gain, perhaps backing off the send to me so it doesn't pop in my headphones. There you go.
All right. Now, the problem is, at The Simpsons.
Am I the only one hearing it?
I actually hear him clearer now, so you might be getting him a little louder.
The problem is.
No, he sounds really good in the studio, Mike. I usually like to pile on him. You know that.
Okay, then I'll deal with it. Yeah. I will deal with it for now.
I distrust the fact that he's saying something good. What's he up to?
I don't know.
Wait, so are you saying that he sounds too compressed?
All of your sends now are coming into my headphones a little bit like that. You're all clipping and you're all popping.
Rob, I think the first move is to take the copy off the board.
Take the copy off the board!
So you can see what you're working
on. I was melting down with that, too. I was melting down. It's not a copy stand. It's an audio board.
That was actually not touching anything that has any sort of effect to you.
It's just really
all right.
Nice.
All right, back to what you said before. Your ticket to success, Mike. After over 25 years, Harry Shearer is leaving The Simpsons, and he does a lot of voices. Now, it would be, I think, crippling to the show if, like, the guy who does Homer, what's his name?
I have no
Hank
idea.
Azaria?
Is it Hank?
No.
It's Dan Castellaneta?
That's the guy. Dan Castellaneta. If he were to leave, the show would
end. What's his name?
Castellaneta, I believe.
All right.
But I think if he were to leave, the show would end. But the thing is Harry Shearer does almost every important supporting character. He does Ned Flanders.
Mm.
He does Charles Montgomery Burns, Mr. Burns. And, Mike, that's where you'll step in.
I am stunned by the quality of Rob's microphone right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Pony, am I hearing
things? It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Is it?
It does sound good, Mike. It sounds good, and I'm looking at
why does it sound like
right
such
in.
Crap to me?
Ooh, yeah, because it sounds good in the studio.
It really
as well,
does.
Mike.
He All sounds right, very really good. Great. Then I will stop it because that's what's going out to our listeners, and that's who really matters,
mm-hmm. Mike. That's
I won't,
the bottom line.
I will not obsess on
and
it.
And the
but,
buck stops with them.
Yes, this is true. That's what really counts. All right, go ahead. I will.
And
try
you're leaving
to
us anyways.
It.
Who cares?
That's right. You're off
track because I'm going to replace Harry Shearer on The Simpsons, but I only do the ones that I know from the show that I've done. I don't watch The Simpsons regularly, so And my Flanders is a little suspect.
All right, do you want to try it?
So I can give it a – what I'd like to do is get some lines from The Simpsons. I should probably do that. I do – Mr. Burns is my go-to.
All right, please help us with a little Mr. Burns.
Smithers, release the hounds. Why, this is the greatest thing I've ever come up with.
And he also does Waylon Smithers.
Waylon Smithers. Wow. Well, that's what you might want to do, sir. Harry Shearer's got a baritone, like he's got an Adam's apple the size of Cleveland, so he's got the real...
That's one of the jokes in when he did that movie, The Mighty Wind, when he became, at the end, he became transgendered. Mm-hmm. He was a woman with an incredibly low voice, and that was one of the jokes of the movie that I love. He also does Seymour Skinner, the principal at the school. He does Dr. Hibbert.
I wish I knew Seymour Skinner, because what is that voice? I mean, no, see, I'm the one that's doing it, so he's not the one that does the Ted Kennedy impression.
No, right? That would be the mayor. Mayor Quimby?
Yeah. Mayor Quimby?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Okay, for that.
He does Lenny. He does Kent Brockman. He does Scratchy.
Is Lenny the drunk guy that's at the bar?
He's either the white or the black guy. I can never get them.
So you know, you've watched every episode of The Simpsons.
Yes, but I don't think anyone can tell the difference between the two guys at the bar. Yeah, is it the white guy?
It's a white guy.
Okay, so yeah, he kind of talks like this. Hey, Homer.
Hey, Homer.
Yeah, exactly.
You got it.
You did. You got
well,
that.
They all
dental.
Sound like that to me, so that's the way it goes. And then we've got Flanders, you know. Buenos ding-dong diddly-dia, senor. That guy.
You
so,
could do this.
Well,
you
I'm, absolutely this is my this. Audition. This is the only thing I'm doing.
We'll send it out.
This is going to be chopped up and sent to the people of The Simpsons. Not going to do it formally.
One of my
I'm not going to get into that Hollywood thing.
Okay? Oh, you're not going to run in those circles?
No, I don't care. Can you imagine how hard that would be?
Oh,
you're
God.
Coming in and replacing Harry Shearer.
You have a God-given talent.
It's one thing to do voices, to be a mimic. It's another thing to be delivering copy the way they do. Kent Brockman.
He does Kent Brockman, yes.
Now that's the news.
One of my favorite obscure characters, he does Kang, one of the two aliens that's on every Halloween episode. Do you know they have sort of
no,
like
I don't watch it.
Oh, man. You know what? You need to bone up.
The principal is the guy I need to get that voice. What's his? Let me Google him. So I
Mr. Burns, Charles Montgomery Burns.
No, the principal.
Oh, principal Skinner. I thought you meant the principal character.
He's having a stroke.
I'm not having a stroke.
Get the paddles.
It's the beginning of the marathon, is what it is. So what is his name again? Principal
Skinner.
Skinner. Seymour Skinner.
All right. So, and I think that's kind of a Harry Shearer guy, right? That's kind of that's.
Did he say why he's leaving?
I imagine he wants to pursue other projects. That's what he says. He wanted to be freed up to do more work.
Printing money.
All right, how about that nice Hulu sound? That's like, sue us.
Ready? Let's all turn our desks backwards before Mrs. Krabappel.
Can you turn that up a little bit, please, Mike?
Turn it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? We're so boned.
Why? It's super loud on your end?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Well... Shouldn't have moved the camera.
Over here, Simpson.
Thanks the camera.
The room is dangerously overcrowded, so you'll be serving your time in the cafeteria.
That's the tough one.
Yeah.
Over here, Simpson. The detention room is very, very quiet. You know, like that. That's going to be probably a little stretch for me.
Because I think that is very close to Harry Shearer's real voice.
Over here, Simpson.
You got it.
Yes, you should have thought of that before you made that paper airplane.
Yes, you should have thought of that before you made that paper airplane.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Relatively close.
Yes. Yeah, you nailed it.
Right on. Right.
So I've got Mr. Burns. And I've got the principal.
What about Otto?
And I've got Kent Brockman.
Otto Mann, the bus driver. Otto the bus driver.
Yeah. Hold on.
This is so much fun.
All right, let me just see if I can do it. Because you got to do them all, right? If you can't do them all,
right.
You got, you know.
Or unless they could write it into the script. Maybe there could be like a huge natural disaster in Springfield.
But you can do them all, Mike. That's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know yet, though. I don't, because, you know, every now and then you've got, all right, here's, it says Otto Mann.
Right.
So that's, let me see here that. You never know when you've got
Okay, let me wash up.
I don't know about that.
I do remember one of his greatest quotes that you might be able to work with. If you have a key quote, you can work with it. He says, "My name is Otto, and I love to get blotto."
My name is Otto, and I love to get blotto.
That's it!
Mm-hmm. Whoa!
Is that it? You are right there.
My name is Otto, and I love to get blotto.
All right, now here's one.
Tony, you'll be editing these afterwards and sending them off to Hollywood.
Reverend Lovejoy.
All right, hold on.
When he is the minister at the church, and it's a, I think we all gathered here. He draws stuff out, as I recall.
I love it.
Yeah.
Lovejoy.
Lovejoy.
All right, just putting.
And he loves God. He's a big God guy. Right. That's his deal.
The 6 days were long over, and people were once again ready to feel bad about themselves.
People were ready to feel bad about themselves.
Right on. My, you got it. You are in
Reverend Lovejoy. There we are. Yeah, but I'm seeing, I'm parroting.
Instead of your daughter's graduation, just drive to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get in the car right now. People of Reverend Lovejoy. That's the way we do it, like that.
And
Harry
also,
Shearer's got an amazing set of play. I've interviewed Harry Shearer. Have you guys ever met the man? I've met Harry Shearer.
I saw him at an airport once. Does that count?
I have spent some time at the Edge with Harry Shearer. He's one of the people we had on the show.
But he's been in the business forever, and here's where you're going to get the job, is that he also does some celebrity voices that you are better at than he is. He does George Herbert Walker Bush on the show.
Right.
He does, what's his name? Rainier Wolfcastle, which is essentially Arnold. You do the best Arnold.
Hold on. Let me see if we do Rainier Wolfcastle. Just going through Rainier Wolfcastle?
Yes. But that's Arnold. It's essentially Arnold.
Mike, this is just like Journey when they got
this.
Rainier?
Yes.
This is great.
What was that movie with Mark Wahlberg? Rockstar?
Rockstar.
Yeah.
The bummer is they're in production for they renewed for 2 seasons.
Right.
You know that I'll join the cast and they'll be 6 months. That's the
6 months of Simpsons money.
Yeah. Decent. And the residuals.
And more than TMS money.
Off a cliff, broke the necks of 3 of his bodyguards and drove a bus to his front door.
The captain and I have proof that he's head of an international drug cartel.
I don't want to hear it, man.
So that's the Arnold character?
Yeah, it's just Arnold.
He's doing? Okay.
And you're better at Arnold than him.
The captain and I have proof that he is head of a real drug cartel.
And he also does my... And this is where you'll get it.
Jesus Christ, how many voices does Harry Shearer do on that show?
I just printed the first page. There were 6 pages.
Amazing. Enough to walk away from a hit show.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
I really honestly can't believe they're letting him go. With the amount of money that they draw.
He's a bit of a... Look, I got the vibe on the guy that he's a bit of a contrarian.
Oh yeah,
you know, so he might be, but you know, 26 seasons? Isn't that the that's crazy stuff. Who's the next one? I'm putting him in the.
Oh, you won't need to put this one in, Mike. He does Bill Clinton.
Oh, how are you? It's good to be here. He does everyone that I do.
Exactly. I think you have the same.
Harry Shearer's ripping me off.
Maybe
man.
He listens to the show.
Oh, guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Just give me one tiny moment before we start the show.
All right.
And let me. There. I'm done. I got it over with.
Okay. All right.
Just a moment that I always take to myself to regret in totality the sum of my career. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You're wondering why you can't look inside my head.
Sometimes it's hard. But sooner or later, every man shows himself.
Oh, I'm sure they do. But you needed something more than a man. That's why you let Stark take the scepter.
I didn't expect. But I saw Stark's fear. I knew it would control him, make him self-destruct.
Everyone creates the thing they dread. Men of peace create engines of war. Invaders create Avengers. People create smaller people. Children. I lost the word there. Children designed to supplant them, to help them end.
Is that why you've come? To end the Avengers?
I've come to save the world. But also, yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Scappy Pfeiffer Studios in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online, where
I'm sorry, I can't get it out of my head. It's not going to happen.
No, anyway, don't be sorry.
The Mike O'Mara
happen.
Show is a daily radio show.
And it's possible,
and
Mike. This is America.
With the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it. If you're here, you do too. FanDuel is our sponsor for today's show. We love FanDuel. They're changing the way people play fantasy baseball, and they're making it more fun and more exciting than ever. That's because FanDuel.com is the leader in one-day fantasy sports leagues with immediate cash payouts and entry fees that start at just $1. There is no season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Last week, James S. from Columbus, Texas, turned $3 into $10,000 in one day. Huzzah!
Huzzah indeed.
Join him and the over 1 million others who've already won money. You can play today and win tonight. FanDuel.com handing out more than $2.5
million. $1 million, Mr. Powers.
What's wrong with me today? It's every single day this MLB season. But you can't win if you don't play. And don't forget, FanDuel has great fantasy action for the NHL. Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Capitals.
That's my sound effect for the NHL today. And the NBA playoff games, too. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use our code TMOS, and sign up today. Here's a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel matches it. Up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FANDUEL.com, where every D is a brand new season. There we go. Yeah. Kim Bruckman, really excited about it. I'm totally obsessed on this.
You know what? And you know what the thing is that you don't have to absolutely recreate his voices. They could bring in a new news guy, and you could do a news character that's funnier than Kent Brockman.
Yeah, yeah. You can put your own spin on it, Mike.
Exactly.
And well, then you'll have one of those limos with the monogram letters on the side that drive you to and from work.
Fantastic.
It's a DJ.
DJ. Let me get my agent on the phone. That's right. I don't have one anymore.
Mike, right, how much do agents get these days?
Well, some mostly 10%. Right. That's the
If I help you get this gig, do I get 10%?
10%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll pay you 10%.
But you can't be an agent. You don't wear enough cologne.
That is true.
I'd love Oscar to be my agent. I'd love Oscar. Oscar's a go-getter. I swear to God. You know, we joke now on the show.
Right.
But this is how I envision this. I'm extremely happy with my life and my son.
Sure.
And my marriage and everything right now. I'm at a good place. I don't necessarily, as much as it would be spectacular, I don't necessarily want to do that. What scares me about that is every opportunity I have ever taken in my life, I have felt that way before I've done it. So
That everything is okay and that
everything's fine. That I, you know, don't rock the boat. It's like I'm basically you, Rob. I mean, that's right. You don't really want to do anything. You know, you just don't want.
You're me plus talent. That's the separation.
Anybody that listens to the bonus show, Rob Spiewak, Oscar.
He murders.
I wrote Rob a text last night.
It was very,
we
very
bust each other's balls.
Very, very nice of you. That text made my evening.
I will tell you that there are moments on this show, and I get them from Oscar, and I get them from Rob, where I'm sitting back and I am in the audience of my own show, and it is a great feeling. And man, I don't want to tip it. I bet, but you had one part of that telemarketer call. I'm just going to tease it this
way. Well, I'd say stay tuned for today's bonus show promo.
Okay,
I think you may get a taste. All right,
you get it in the promo.
Yeah,
you God, that's like shooting. That's the funniest.
No, there's so many.
Also, the show itself is great because we learn about scams and you versus the bank, and it's a great bonus.
The man.
It's a fun bonus show. We don't. I swear to God, we are not doing that to shill.
It's not a work.
God knows, we know it doesn't work with you anyway. It's just for the people that have it.
They're not listening.
Really, it's fantastic. So there are moments like that where we do this. So my point is that when things like that happen, Oscar and I would joke about that, and then like Sunday at 2, I'd get a call from Oscar Santana going, "Now listen, you got to get on a plane and go to Los Angeles, but they want you to read. They want you to read for it." And
you got
to
be at Fox and Culver City at 5 p.m.
Anyhow, last night, sitting in the O'Mara Castle down here in sunny South Florida, I will tell you, it was a sad, sad night. I talked about it on the last show that I'm not laying my heart on laying it out there to be broken again.
You're not emotionally attaching yourself this season.
And the bastards did it again. And I don't want to call them bastards because I think they legitimately played
their
hearts out.
Call them fellas, Mike.
This is the most heart I've seen on that ice, I would say, in an entire fandom of hockey that I've had.
It is for me.
Even when
I've been a fan longer than you have, and so I agree with you,
Mike. You got me to go to two Pittsburgh Capitals
I thought they were the Washington Capitals.
Yeah. No. It was you know what I'm
Penguins.
Talking about. Yeah, the Penguins.
Games.
The Penguins. Yeah.
Penguins. Caps,
but we
games.
I remember because I always to Pittsburgh. It's my sister, and she loves.
Right.
She
took you to a regular season game, and I took you to a playoff.
Yeah,
game.
But I went to another playoff game without you. But you got me to go to them, right?
Because there, yeah, it's live hockey. Being there,
it's phenomenal.
In the room,
it's the best.
Is the greatest thing in the world. It's
hockey
a lot of
is fun, even for me. Hockey live
but
is fun.
But watching these games yesterday in the series, really. But yesterday's game, even though it was a loss. Oh, my God, the intensity. Yeah.
Now, what you'll hear about from the average person who does not follow hockey, you'll hear, oh, it's hard to follow on TV. Well, they're absolutely right.
Yep.
It's very hard. I was at the end in the overtime period of the game. I was from a 55-inch TV. I was probably about 6 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally on
Same
top
here.
Of the TV.
Standing up watching the TV.
Just staring at it because you want to see the puck movement, and it's that important. And I think that, you know, high def has helped, but it's just it's tough to watch. I will say this, that during this entire series with the Rangers and the Capitals, at which the Capitals lost, by the way. And, sorry
in the seventh.
Spoiler alert.
If you TiVo'd the game and don't take the paper, this is a spoiler alert.
It was, let's take a break. I'll come back and I'll tell you all my variety of emotions. Because psychologically, when I root for teams, I do this whole psycho thing. And, that's right. That's probably why Carla referred to me as a psychopath.
Oh, dear.
Yes, thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting. This is Mr. Spiewick.
All right. My name's CJ. I'm calling on behalf of Verizon. The reason why I'm calling is to see if you was interested in adding television and internet services to your phone line. And how many TVs do you have?
Let me see. Downstairs, upstairs, the bedroom, the other bedroom, the living room, the master bedroom. The sitting room. I have one TV.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Man, like watching a kitten play with a mouse. That's great. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, my old friend Jimmy Cerrito in the news again.
Yay! Woo!
It's the Jimmy's Old Town Tavern 18th Anniversary and Memorial Day Weekend Bash. It's the Weekend Bash. Sunday, May 24th. I am riding with Jimmy Cerrito for Rolling Thunder. You meet up at 8 a.m. The bikes roll out of there at 9 a.m. Then it's one of the greatest parties of the year.
The best.
I've been doing it for years. The outdoor party in the alley. It's pandemonium.
Great
Dogs
stuff.
And cats floating down from the sky. People eating each other. Absolute pandemonium. Pandemonium. The fun starts at noon. Crawfish.
Yeah.
That's new.
This is new this year. Yeah.
Ooh, he's got mud bugs.
Mud bugs.
Yeah. Crabs. And I'm talking about the kind you get out of the bay, not the kind that you get if you meet that certain someone at Jimmy. Lobster, ribs, chicken, burgers, dog. Jimmy, arguably the best hot dogs in Northern Virginia.
No
they talk
argument.
About his wings all the time. I love his hot dogs.
No argument. They are the best hot dogs.
They're the best.
Period.
If you
Period.
Crave a hot dog, simply go out to Jimmy's for this. There's no cover charge. Live music indoors and outside. He does this massive thing.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. And DJ music till midnight. Merchandise sales will benefit Operation Homefront and Recycle Life. It's the party that kicks off your summer, plus a chance to spend some quality time with Uncle Dave.
This, Mike, Memorial Day, a lot of people don't know this. This is when Uncle Dave starts wearing a short sleeve shirt, and you can almost set a clock by it.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Worth coming by.
Yeah, if you get those great exchanges with Uncle Dave, like, hey, Uncle Dave, happy Memorial Day. I haven't lost my memory. Anyway, that's what you said. 697 Spring Street in Herndon. Visit Facebook.com/Jimmy's Tavern for all the details or call Jimmy at 703-435-JIMS. He'd love to talk with you. See you there.
Mike, that's all what happens when you write copy late at night based on a flyer.
Done.
I understand. So I will be there. And, you know,
a lot of us are going to be there. I'm
going
to be there.
I'll be there,
Mike. You're all coming by?
Yeah, I'll bring the
it's
kids.
It's a great party. It really is. So last night... I had said this on Thursday's show, on Wednesday's show, rather, that I didn't want to put myself out there emotionally because I get too ramped up. I have suffered through the Boston Red Sox in their darkest times, and I take my sports viewing seriously. I'm a super fan, and when I do that, it just really it can wreck your night, and it can wreck a good part of your next day.
When
sports fans
said
know
it,
what I'm talking
when
about.
When you said that, I don't think there is anybody in this room that believed you because that's not how you watch sports. If you're going to watch a game, you get into it.
Yeah.
Were you able to stay separated from it?
I was able to stay separated. People
tilt
could
the
tell
ice.
That.
Tilt the ice.
I'll never live that down.
Well, you know, I was emotional at that point.
Oh, and then I yelled it, and it sounded so weird coming out of my mouth.
Yes, because you went tilt the ice. But
yo, arriba.
New York Rangers El Diablo. Somehow I've made Oscar into some Viva Zapata, some Mexican bandit character.
It was a short
trip.
We
will never win if you do not play harder.
Where are your badges?
Jesse, play harder. You have to do that. Come on. But anyway, it's just anyone that read my Facebook post last night would note the measured quality and
yes.
The sportsman like to me. I'm not like that if I'm all in. If
no,
I'm
you're
all
not.
In, it's just like there is a part of me lurking deep down inside that is saying, well, another year that the Swedes screw us, both the Swede that we're playing against, Henrik Lundqvist,
yes,
and the Swedes on our team, Marcus Johansson and Nicholas Backstrom. I'm going to make a fancy pass instead of shoot the puck into the net. But on this particular series, these guys were going so balls to the wall.
Right.
They were going so hard. Oscar said it before the show. Maybe you said it during the show. You've never seen them play this hard and everybody, both sides of the ice, they were playing hard. It was great.
At one point, And I don't know if you, like a lot of fans. And look, I'm a fair weather fan, especially when the playoffs come. I want to watch the Wizards. I want to watch the Caps. Right?
Sure. I'm a playoff guy. So
you watch it when
lot.
It matters.
Yes. And that's not really a fan.
No,
but,
it's
you
not.
Know, I mean, I have a sweater. It says Santana. I'll go to a game once in a while. But that's all I have. Right.
So and he said sweater, which is a very Canadian thing to do when he talks about his hockey jersey. You call it a sweater.
That is Mike. If it is a hockey jersey, I think he might just have a sweater.
It's a cardigan.
It is.
It's a cardigan.
It's
with
an
like
Argyle.
His mother sewn on Santana. Yeah.
So I sat there. And I said, I honestly thought, Mike, at one point someone was going to get killed.
Yeah.
I said, the way that they were playing and the way that they wouldn't let up. And there were certain points in the game when you had the same squad out on the ice for an extended period of time, and they were still killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just – and it went to an overtime. And look – On the pure sportsmanlike level of watching competition, I am not sure there is any sport anywhere that can compare to an overtime period in the seventh game of a playoff series. Maybe a final.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a final, it would be more intense. There is no – they just don't have a guy on that bench that is not going 150%, and it's incredible to watch just the pure competition.
On both sides, Rob, both like even the third line, right?
Right.
That gets out there, you know, you just sit there and you say, is that the first line? Because everybody is playing.
Yeah, I mean, you say, do all the – my a feeling entered my head because I played hockey. I lettered in hockey in high school, and I said to myself, is there anybody on either team, on any line, even the lowest guy on the pole, is there anybody that is not just – phenomenal, playing out of their ass. It was that good. It was that great to watch. And I'm going through the I'll be watching Tampa Bay play the Rangers in the East Conference Finals.
Will you root for Tampa Bay because you're a Florida guy?
I will adopt the Lightning, and it'll be fun because I'd like to see Florida get a winning team. I really would.
Will you answer two questions for me about hockey because you're much more of a sports guy than me. Do you think at any point, and I know you weren't quote-unquote emotionally invested,
right,
did they jinx themselves when Ovi guaranteed a win?
Well, it's – look, Alex Ovechkin –
he looked badass in that visor.
No one
– I was like –
no one can question this guy's heart and his intensity. Is it a smart thing to do? No, but it's a risky thing to do. And, you know, in this day and age of professional athletics giving you sound bites that are complete cliches, it's refreshing to have somebody add a little more spice to an already incredible series.
Cool.
And to me, really, the way I looked at it,
I thought it was in totality irrelevant to the game.
Okay.
Yeah. Regardless of what he predicted and what he did, they're going to go out there, and it ended up really the luck of the draw, the bounce of the puck. That's really what it was. That was I don't want to say the Rangers got a lucky goal. They got a beautiful goal, an incredible goal on a playoff on a face-off play, as they call them, where they prearrange these plays where
right.
one guy goes here, one guy goes there. They're actually put on the chalkboard, and they run these plays off the face-off. And if that's not going to get this guy a Coach of the Year honors, I don't know what is. So they did it, but the Capitals would have deserved to win as well.
Okay.
And and you see them, and then they line up.
When did you turn? Games. When did you go crazy?
Yeah.
When did I turn
when
as far
Carla
as
when did Carla say, well, you might have a
yeah.
situation?
When you complained, I believe the word was
she
psycho.
She had gone, it was the end of the night, and she had gone to bed and said her tummy wasn't feeling that well, and she actually was ill last night.
Oh, not because of the nerves of being around you?
I came in, and I said... That might have something. Yeah. I was amazed. Look, I said I wasn't going to put my emotions on it. We went out to dinner last night, and I really was kind of my old self, a little schizo.
Sure.
In the car and stuff. It's like
hard to separate yourself from. That's you, man. I mean, that's you.
I got cut off by a Kia that was from Facilo Kia. You know, the guy that's like,
yes.
huge.
Billy.
Yeah.
And I see that little license plate frame, and I said, car idiot, and I immediately see that, and they, well, I do, everybody, and so the person cut me off, and we were jockeying, and there was a young girl who was just in quite a hurry, and she's cutting everybody else off, and
was
as
she
opposed
hot?
To your average, I was only looking at the back of her head, and I only got a glimpse of her when
okay.
I eventually passed her on the right.
Look at you.
That's why Carla calls me a psychopath.
Not a psychopath.
And so she passes, cuts me off, cuts another person off. I see her up front, and the normal driver and the safe driver, not me, would say, oh, that person's a jerk. Boy,
I hope she
doesn't hurt her. I turn it into a competition where I'm going to catch her. Because I believe that she has done this personally to me.
Of course.
And I'm going to catch up to her. And
once again, not psychotic behavior.
No, not at all.
At this point, I look over and Carla's doing this. Carla's like squeezing her hands.
Wringing her hands. Quite literally wringing her hands.
Wringing her hands.
That poor lady.
I don't know how we got from hockey to me being an a-hole in traffic. But to make a long story short,
yes.
I caught up with her.
Yes, this young lady.
She came to a stoplight, and there were two cars in my lane, and there were four in hers, making the fifth car. She was the fifth car in the left lane, and I zoomed past because my middle lane was only two cars, and I looked in my side view mirror, and I said, uh-huh, that's right, I did it. And I look over at Carla, and Carla is looking at me, as though I, she may want to sign the papers for my commitment at that moment, because that's how, I'm just totally being
and this is before the hockey game even started.
This is an hour. This is 5 o'clock.
I thought this was during
Me
the game.
Too.
No,
yeah.
This is 4:45. We're at the end of the end of the game.
Who's upset mid-afternoon?
It's not even happy hour yet.
I'm getting ramped up. I'm just saying I'm probably being affected by
the
excitement of the game.
The playoffs did it to him.
Of course.
Yeah, that's right.
The playoffs that did it.
I think he's worried about the World Series.
Carla has always said, don't root for the Capitals. They'll break your heart like they always do. So Carla said that when it was 3-1. And I said, no, they've got this. I said, no, they'll do what they always do. They're going to do
now,
what they always
with
do.
That
it's
said,
easy to do that.
This is my second question. And, D.C. remains the worst sports town in the world. And you don't even have to be a sports guy to realize this. Because all week we've been hearing that they play in with the most heart. This is the best they've ever looked. They're
right.
out there like they really want it. And then I look at Facebook about 90 seconds after the game is over, and I see just post after post. Typical D.C. night, Capitals, they did it again. What else did you expect?
There's
boom,
a fatalistic,
boom.
There's a whole fatalistic.
People are upset.
But it's very. Here's why I like the Caps, because it's a very, very similar to a Red Sox vibe. Red Sox had that vibe for years and years and years, but there's a core group of fans that root for the Washington Capitals that come back year after year after year. However, I'm that same fatalist, and Carla had long since gone to sleep when the Rangers won it in overtime. I go into the bedroom, stand in front of the bed, and I said, well, I defer to you. I totally defer to you. As usual, they've done it again.
So
and
you
she's
woke
like,
a sick woman from her sleep
yes,
to
yes,
yell
I
at
did.
Her.
Yes, I did. Yeah,
Not too passive nor aggressive.
But
I think
to really
it's fine.
Tell her, I was telling her that she was correct.
She won.
That
she won.
That they'd broken my heart.
She didn't need that, though.
That's the...
I really think that might, you know, Mike, I'm going to just, as a disinterested outsider, I'm going to say this. That was a bad play on your part. Don't do that. I mean, if she wasn't feeling well.
Don't do that.
And
stop
she
doing
was
that.
Asleep, why are you doing this? Don't do this.
What did she say when you woke her?
Yeah.
She said, why don't you ask me how I'm feeling as opposed to talking about your hockey game? And, you know, so, and I immediately said, I can't do that. Get back to sleep. And I just went, you know, went off into my night to talk to people. It was just weird. We'll take a break next year. Go Caps. And let's go Lightning.
Yay, Tampa Bay.
Let's go Lightning. Oh, okay, maybe not yet. We'll take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, Mr. Big Shot, after everybody's been wearing their playoff beards, well, the Caps fans now have to shear those off, and
yes.
There's no better way to do it than with Harry's. Harry's puts nearly a century of shaving experience into each blade for a superior shave every time and at half the price of the big-name brands. Every time I go into a drugstore now, I do look at the blades that they have for sale, and I go, I'm a Harry's guy. The average shaver spends $300 a year on blades. Why not cut that in half? We're not exaggerating there, by the way, with Harry's. Try it. You'll be a Harry's guy for life, just like all of us. You can get $5 off your first purchase with our code TMOS. That means the starter set is only $10. You should check it out. The starter set is well worth it, and you'll probably get hooked like we all have. As always, your satisfaction 100% guaranteed or your money back. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first order of a starter set. That's right, the code TMOS. You get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's HARRYS.com and the TMOS code to check out. Change the way you shave forever.
Beautiful.
Welcome back. So, I'm a little discombobulated today. I'll be honest with you. It was kind of rough last night.
But at least you weren't emotionally invested.
Yeah, well, and you're feeling better, Mike.
Let me see about my
That's the
measured,
important thing.
I'm going to give you my measured comments. Just
to laugh with your friends.
And then we will
How's
get
Carla
off this
doing,
whole
by the
sports
way?
Thing.
Yeah, how is she
she's
feeling?
She's great today. We're on 100% okay.
Oh, you're okay.
Does she blame the nausea on your evening meal?
She doesn't know what caused it. It might have been a little food issue. I have no idea. Aww. She doesn't know, but she's going to be fine, and she's feeling great. And she had a nice big breakfast, and everything's fine on the home front.
Good.
Okay? I sound like a guy that's kind of lying.
Yeah.
It sounds like you might have her in a bag of lime in the trunk.
She's left me! She's left
Everything's
me!
Everything's really
no.
good. I just don't know where she is.
That's right. Don't ask to put her on the camera.
She's great.
She's fine.
You
I have
want
a photo
to see
of
if she's
her.
Home? I don't think
we
she's
home. We need proof of life, Mike,
love,
now.
Love to right, see a picture right. of her holding today's newspaper.
Yeah,
you guys are dicks.
Well, no, you should check on her.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because she wasn't
it
feeling
is
well.
Nap time.
You know, I wonder how the energy was this morning when she awoke, knowing that the last thing of the night was Mike yelling at her that she was right.
Yeah, but that's like Mike can make you so happy in a split second.
Yes,
like, you know, but at least for me.
Well, I mean, just a simple back rub.
He can make you so. He can make you also so tense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Again, well, that just affects me.
Well, no,
I
it's all of
Carla.
Us. When we built the studio.
She is running.
Yeah, oh, away.
Yes.
Yeah, no, will you
no
stop
kidding.
That?
To her parents.
Running.
She has
I just
all of her
running.
Belongings wrapped in a handkerchief on a stick, and she's
she
going
just
down
ran by
road.
A guy. She ran by a guy that stepped in a puddle, and then the T-shirt said "S happens." That's a Forrest Gump. That's when Forrest Gump lost me completely.
Carla Gump.
I just kept running. I hated that part of that movie. You know, and everything happened to Forrest. Oh yeah.
You know what's wonderful now? You know, and you were right on the precipice of hating that movie before anyone did.
Right.
Watch it now. It really is insulting to your intellect.
I still love it.
Oh no, it's horrible.
You know. I will look in on it
Great
occasionally.
Soundtrack.
I've softened on it, Rob. And the soundtrack is what I used when I made my mom's 80th birthday video.
The score.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, I'm talking about the pop soundtrack. The pop records in it are great.
Oh, the score, though, is... And it's beautiful and it's sweet and always makes me well up a little bit when I do that. Speaking of welling up, one of my daughters is moving into her apartment. Her brand new apartment with the other girl. She's sharing her friend Gwen that she's moving into an apartment with. And
Gwen, nice.
Now, have you met Gwen?
You know, I'm going to need you to behave yourself, all right?
be nice.
Mr. Man, I swear to God.
Have you met Gwen?
We've all met Gwen.
Yeah, Gwen
she's
came down,
remember?
And visited.
Well, we met her over the TV. Gwen.
Yeah, Gwen.
Yeah, no, that's Anna. That's her friend. That's her other friend.
Well, maybe she'll come visit.
Is Anna moving in too?
Okay, why don't you just calm your ass down, okay? Just relax, all right? And marry that girlfriend of yours.
See, Mike, it'll start with two girls until they need a third to pay the rent.
Is that the corpse of John Ritter? All right,
Mike, it's the corpse of John Ritter pretending to be a gay corpse, so the landlord lets him stay.
Do you make the checks out to Mr. Furley?
It's very nice.
I don't want anybody staying in here.
You know, the magic of technology is so spectacular that she calls me, and we're on the way back from dinner where we were talking to I was thinking about young people because you're talking to a 20-year-old waiter. And Carl and I, by the way, when we go out to any restaurant.
That poor guy.
We're like a bad swingers couple. We are so starved for human interaction because we've been so ostracized down here that we don't have anybody that wants to socialize with us. And even when we do, there's just not a lot in common, so it's not fun. So if we meet somebody our own age or younger, I know we are that creepy couple. We are so over the top because we are starving for conversation.
What if I could, Mike, offer you a cure for that?
What's that?
Mac, go stand in front of the camera.
Please.
Now, what if you said that anybody who's young, what if this is
your... We did
it with
the waiter, by the way.
What if this is your waiter?
If Mac was our waiter, I'd say, can we order now, please?
Check, please. Just look at him, Mike. That'll cure you.
Are you growing the beard back? Are you growing the beard back, Mac?
He's getting on, Mike.
Yes, I am.
Why?
I just did not like the look without it.
I disagree.
I'm keeping it short, but I am growing it back.
No, lose the beard. You are closer to looking like a functioning member of society than you've ever been.
Yeah, you look like you lived off the grid for a while.
Yeah.
I will admit the beard and everything was a little much before.
Very
much.
Yeah.
I want to make a programming note here for those of you that are listening. If you are into David Letterman, we're going to be talking David Letterman on Friday's show. And we will be talking David Letterman with Pulitzer Prize winner Tom Shales.
Tom Shales is joining us
to talk all things Letterman, and should be a lot of fun. And so I'm looking forward to that. Should be cool. I got a little verklempt again watching Dave with Julia Roberts last night. So it was, it was really, really sweet.
Counting down, his last show next week, right?
That's Wednesday. The end of the run.
Wednesday the 20th is his last show.
Next Wednesday. Yeah. Man, it is... I'm getting completely caught up in it and emotional and all that. We'll talk to Tom Shales about
the one thing I want to ask him
the smart stuff because he's a smart guy.
I want to ask him how he remembers this comparing to Carson's last week.
Yeah.
Because do you remember? And maybe it's just me, Mike. There seemed to be a little bit of backlash when Carson announced and he had his final week, and it was almost like people like go already. And I'm not hearing it at all for Dave.
No, Dave's handled this.
He's
the
most
relevant
he's ever been this week.
I agree.
Yeah, he's smart, and he's smart the way he's doing it. So getting back to the technology that I love, it's just incredible. FaceTime is this, it's picture phones, guys, and it's so beautiful because not only did I see the
different than the picture phone that Charlie had, Mike.
Yes, Charlie had one that didn't work, and he insisted. He plugged it in.
He did. He sure did.
The little light went on, and Charlie spoke to the camera and then insisted that everybody would be able to see his face on their phone, even though the phones didn't have screens at that point. They just had a keyboard.
That's all.
So not only do I get the entire tour of the apartment, but I have her go outside to show me the neighborhood.
Wow. Is she on a laptop or a phone that she's FaceTiming with?
She's on a phone.
So she just takes her phone out and does like a panoramic.
Takes her phone and it breaks up a little bit, but she's going down. She goes down the fire escape.
Where's she living? Richmond?
She's living near campus of her college.
It's the set of Welcome Back, Cotter.
And it's a pretty nice little neighborhood. And the apartment complex didn't look half bad. And I was very, very
nice. And now you don't have to visit her. Done. Yeah.
I'm all done. No, but I did get the guilt
Why?
Trip when she... Well, you know how I'm taking her younger sister, out to the fancy place.
Yeah.
And she
said,
Dad,
that's a done deal now?
She said, Dad, I'm going to be in town for that.
Oh.
And I'm like, but you're not graduating high school.
Oh, in your face!
But why can't you bring her along, you jerk?
Well, okay, you got just hand me the check and I'll bring her.
That's right. Look at him. Oscar, don't you love when he asks a question and then bows his head
like it's so easy?
Yeah. Just, and then
he doesn't have children and he's not even married.
We all gotta make sacrifices. Hey, I did pick up a couple gifts for both your daughters. I'll give you the gift. I was going to give it to you Wednesday, but I can just tell you now.
How do I get the second gift? You're really doing the thing you said.
I already picked them up. Don't tell anybody what it is.
Oh, yeah. Just talk about it on the podcast. That's a good way to keep it secret.
No, but we don't have to get into detail. But yeah.
Hey, Mike, I want you to sit on the press release till Wednesday.
How am I going to get to your other daughter then? Because I was just going to give them both. Are you going to see her?
You'll see me before. But are you going to see Catherine at all? Yeah, going to see Catherine.
Catherine won't come home for the summer, will she? She'll live down there.
This is the other scary part. I didn't get to this part yet. This is where the anxiety enters in. Catherine will be spending the summer in New York.
Yeah. Wow.
The great metropolis. Yeah. Yeah, she will. The city that never sleeps.
Have you watched Girls this past season?
Oh, stop it. Does she have a boyfriend actor up there?
No. She has an actor boy who is a friend.
Oh, okay.
I swear to God.
That'll be good. Yeah.
Here's the good part. She's staying with her uncle. So she's staying with my ex's brother. So and his family. So that's cool. Why are you shaking your head like that?
I don't know. I'm sure it's fine. It's just my neck.
What do you mean you're sure it's fine? Of course it's fine. We wouldn't be letting her do it if it wasn't fine. Here's the problem.
It's time to chip her, Mike.
Well, you see, she'll be living with the uncle, but spending most of her time with Shoshana.
I am really freaking out now. You're making me freak out about that.
No, it's nice. It's a beautiful city. They've cleaned up a lot of Times Square. She'll be okay.
I will schedule my daughter for an interview on the show.
Yeah.
And you guys be on your best behavior.
We've got questions.
I will schedule her for an interview on the show. The problem is she's going up next week, and then she's coming back for the graduation, but she does not have employment lined up yet.
Mm. Why is she going to New York?
The pesky thing, employment.
Well, she's going to go.
The internet, can't get a job on the internet, can you?
No.
She thinks that she'll be grabbing a waitress job up there. That's what she's going to be doing. Here's the thing. I'm not really secure that she's going to be employed.
She should work on her craft and not serving craft, right?
Well,
what did you just say, and what did it mean?
She's got to make some money because we're not paying the freight for the apartment. I'm not Yolanda from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
So is Oscar saying that she should go up there and pursue acting and not be an actor?
If you're going to be an actor, be an actor.
It's hard. Like on a street corner? She's going to go on auditions.
Oh, I thought she already had like an acting gig.
She didn't get any of her internships.
Oh, that sucks.
She was going to get an internship at the theater company. Can you come in here for just a second? The boys thought you'd left me.
No.
Thank you.
That's not the case at all.
Carla has just come back.
Man.
So
she's just
going to
go up there and cool her heels, huh?
She's going to go up, live the
nice
home base.
Summer
will be
in New York.
Her uncle's place.
Really?
And, well, it's not a life. She better get a job or she's coming back. Mrs. O'Meara has just gone for how many miles? Well, a 2 mile run. The boys thought you may have been.
We thought you were running away from Mike.
Yeah, and how's your tummy?
Hi.
How's your stomach feeling better?
My stomach.
Yes.
It's better now.
Good.
Not last night. Well,
then Mike's not yelling anymore.
Yeah. And how was it?
Yeah, I didn't want to tell Mike, but it's just all the anxiety in my stomach all the time.
Yes, we said that. Now
I'm starting to puke blood.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey.
This is my wife.
That was
ulcer.
Mrs. O'Meara. Thanks. Puking blood. Very good. That's wonderful. That's
pretty glad you invited her in now, huh?
Come on now. It was a raspberry martini.
Mom, it's happened again.
Why do you have to talk? Always talking and driving.
You Americans, you talk and talk and talk. You're nonstop talk.
That's a Monty Python reference.
You Americans, all you do is talk and say, listen to me and everything like that. It's terrible.
Meanwhile, she's walking on eggshells to get to the bedroom. I hope the game goes into overtime. I just don't want to live here.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't watch any of the game. She watched Survivor in the bedroom.
You know who lives in New York City? Katie Cole.
That's right.
Katie Cole.
Mm. Yes, they can connect.
Yeah, if she wants to go see a I'm Fish concert, sure. She's all set.
Love her. Katie Girl, she was known as the intern girl on our show. Not sure I want my daughter to plunge into that level of alcoholism just yet.
You know who else lives in New York? Singer Paul Simon. Maybe she could get an internship with him. He had a lot of hit records through the years.
That should be fun. I wish her luck. Look. She's got to spread her wings sometime, and this is a ballsy move,
I think,
for any kid to be going to the big city. And I've said to people, everybody in our country should spend some time in New York City.
It's
I'm not talking
changing.
About to visit Never as been. A tourist. You should be there. You've what?
Never been. It's sad.
What?
Not once.
You've never even like taken a trip to New York City?
Nope.
You
right
can drive
the
there.
It's like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Never been.
That's so. Why wouldn't you? Well, you hadn't been on a plane until last year, right?
I'd been on a plane, but not for a very long time before that.
When was the last time you were on a plane?
Oh God, it was like 1990, I think. We went to Arizona.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't get out much.
Am I the only one who has a little bit of vertigo right now from the sudden change of the show?
Total 180.
I am crept out. Why don't you go up there?
Because, I mean, what was up there? What did I need to do up there? You know, my family never took me when I was a kid. And
it's the most dynamic, important city in the world.
Then let's go tomorrow, Rob.
I can't. I've got things to do. And besides, I've been.
You've spent long periods of time up
there.
I've also spent long
periods of time with Pony. And I'm not sure the two experiences are going to mesh.
It's just an amazing window into your personality. It kind of stopped us. I mean, we're not talking about a bunch of people that, this is fine.
No, and you know what? The fact that you brought it up on a show that you've said 15 words on in the past 3 weeks, and you jumped in with such enthusiasm, it weighs heavy on you.
Yeah.
You think you should be there.
I would like to see it. I'd love to go to New
York.
Would you like to?
Don't stop. You got a long weekend, man.
Yeah, man.
Jump in your car.
I don't. I'm going to be busy this weekend. But
are you doing? Cooking?
He's working with Rob.
Oh, that's right.
We have a day.
I get another funeral?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
God damn, Pony.
Jesus.
I swear, we got to play it again.
They're dropping so like flies around you.
However, remember the last time he was at the funeral, he met a girl that liked anime.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
are you all horned up?
Well, this one's going to be in Richmond, so maybe not so much.
Oh, well, you know what?
There's
horny women in Richmond.
Too. Richmond.
Yeah, that's a great city.
Good Lord, man.
He's getting his suit dry cleaned. He's like, oh.
Richmond.
So
hey,
hot.
If you go down to Richmond, go on Monument Avenue and look for the statue of me.
Oh, that'll
be
great.
They put it up right after I graduated.
I can't wait.
I'm just, there's so many, you always struck me as kind of a, as much as we gave you a hard time, somewhat cosmopolitan. I've missed the mark on that in totality.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a suburban rat dweller. You just sit there and you stay
in. Looks like he would fit in.
You know what it is? It's because the anime is so international.
Yeah.
That you're like, oh man, he watches all those big-eyed cartoons.
Yeah.
Like he must be really international.
And also because he's so young, he doesn't need to go see the Empire State Building.
Young
he can just he can download it.
Yeah,
that's all. He looks at pictures.
You should plan a weekend up there, but you go with pals. Go with somebody that's been up there before.
Get a hooker.
Get a hooker. Get a top quality hooker.
A
go to Scores.
Drawer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go to Scores, the famous strip joint. You know, with the mob informant. It's really it's a great time. Go see the Empire State Building. You know, go walk around Times Square. Man.
Wonderful.
Go up to
yeah.
Times Square.
Fun.
You should do that
if you haven't gone. They do bus trips around Christmas time. That's a one-day thing, and it's a blast.
That's
I would go with you. I would go with you. I would do that.
I'm not doing
What's
that.
What's the furthest you've ever traveled from Northern Virginia outside of your trip on a plane to Arizona?
Right.
Wisconsin.
Oh, what did you do?
Avenue.
Hey. Whoa, hit the dinger there. Hey, winner. So what did you go to Wisconsin for? A relative? Something?
Yeah,
death?
My aunt and uncle live up there.
Have you ever taken a road trip on your own or with a friend?
No further than South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach. you went to Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
It's not bad.
All right.
Very weird.
Yeah, he went down to buy fireworks.
Okay, that was a great interview with Daredevil
really
Bloom.
And, much.
That's we understand that.
Really awkward.
People,
it really has been awkward.
If you're listening to the show, I want you to know we did not just edit that in from another show. That happened live for some reason.
Yeah, that's very strange. He's really taking the wheels off the show temporarily, hasn't
really
he?
Putting some pennies on the tracks.
So. I think we'll be fine.
Thanks.
Not a great reference right now, jerk.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
On our show this week, it's broadcasting icon Donnie Simpson.
I just told somebody this last night, as a matter of fact. The funniest thing I ever saw on stage. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, when Teddy Pendergrass was still with them. Mm-hmm. And I Miss You was their hit, that first major hit that they had. 8-minute long song. Teddy does his rap in the middle. And so here at this club in Detroit, probably 1,500 people or something like that. Teddy's doing the rap, and he steps out front with that little attitude, and he goes, all you ladies out there, I want to know, what would you do with me if I was your man? Sister from way in the back yelled out, I'd beat your mother.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That is the best interview. A really great interview with Donnie Simpson, our old friend Donnie, and love to get Donnie on our show sometime. Really, really a lot of fun. Donnie's got so many stories, and Donnie has done so much.
He has.
Check out the Tony Perkins Show with Donnie Simpson. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I want to thank you for sharing with me the fact that you are using your Vistaprint to get your wonderful business cards.
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of people are taking advantage of this. This is a great offer. It always has been. Vistaprint.com. You get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. This is the best deal out there. It's so easy to make great looking cards. We've done it. I keep mine very handy so I can flash it to you. Super fast flash. There we go.
Very nice.
Yeah, Mike O'Mara card. Mike O'Mara card. We've all made them. They always turn out great. I hand out my TMOS cards all the time. You can hand out yours. It's old school, but it still works. If you want to go all out, upgrade to their signature stock. You can add a fancy finish, even raised print. Also, Vistaprint has everything for marketing, like custom flyers and banners, custom apparel, all of it 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, they'll make it right. With 500 business cards on sale for just $9.99, there has never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Ugh. There's Harry Shearer again.
Okay. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer. Yeah.
News.
We all love to talk about fast food on the Mike O'Mara Show, so I lead the news you may not need today with a story about Taco Bell.
Ooh, I love yes. Taco Bell.
Now, this is from a Chicago publication, and I guess Wicker Park is somewhere near Chicago, but apparently management in the Wicker Park Taco Bell has applied for a liquor license.
Oh, my God.
That means it would make it, if they got it, the first Taco Bell in the world to serve alcohol with Doritos Locos Tacos.
Oh, that'd be great.
And
go wrong.
Other menu items. A Yum Brand spokeswoman.
Yeah, Yum. They also own Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mike.
Yeah, Yum Brands.
Yum Brands.
You know, what do you want to call it? Let's call it Yum.
Well, okay. Mike, it's the Asian people, and they like to have a nice, simplistic name that symbolizes the food is delicious.
Is it an Asian company?
It is, and they also, they are the exclusive sponsor of the Kentucky Derby every year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yum.
I had no idea that that was Yum Brands.
If it was an American company, say Yummy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Delicioso.
Yeah, that's Yum. Thank you. Taco Bell had considered selling alcohol at other locations in the past. There were plans to offer boozy milkshakes at the... Has anybody ever heard of the U.S. Taco Company? That's one of their upscale concepts.
Is that strip club?
It's in California.
Yeah,
it hasn't
reached the East Coast, but it is in California. You're right.
All right. Back in February, there were rumblings that the second U.S. Taco Company would land in Wicker Park, where they've got this Taco Bell, but they're trying to get booze. So, big
booze.
Story. You know,
would you drink... I never even want to go to Chipotle, which I know is not Taco Bell.
Certainly not, but they have beer. They have bottled beer.
They have beer. I've never ordered a beer at Chipotle.
Well, because it's more of a lunchtime thing for me, and I don't drink at lunch. Well,
getting the eat on, that's what it's all about, you know? And, I mean, if you sit down and have a leisurely meal, that's usually the meal that lends itself to alcohol. I believe it will miss.
Yeah.
And I love booze, but
yeah,
I think
too.
This is going to miss.
Mike, Yum Brands, they have Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut, Wing Street Worldwide, and they also have owned Long John Silver's and A&W Restaurants.
They're a monster.
They are. Look out. Yum.
Oscar Santana, this one's for you. Yes. According to a personal trainer, here are 5 exercises you should stop doing right now.
Uh-oh.
Because you will hurt yourself.
Yeah,
number
Oscar.
One,
Don't use the leg curl machine.
Oh, I'm not a machine guy. Okay, I'm
okay,
good.
Okay, so it puts too much pressure on your knees.
I've used it in the past, though.
Machine guy.
Stop doing box jumps.
Oh, I do box jumps every other day.
Ones where you hop on top of a wooden box and back down. Yeah. Most people get hurt jumping off the box. The landing puts too much stress on your knees, feet, ankles, and lower back.
Oh, you got to be careful getting off the box. You're right.
Yep. Mm. Number three, don't run on a flat treadmill. It's not a great workout because the momentum pulls your feet forward, but you can also end up running faster than your body's used to, which is hard on your knees. There are those knees again.
Ah.
So set the incline at 2% to simulate flat ground. And I think anybody that's ever done a lot of walking on a treadmill will say, and then I went outside and shook things up a little bit. It was so much harder.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reason.
It's like running in sand.
Just remember, 2%, exactly, great for a treadmill, great for milk.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Rob Spiewak. Number four is, don't wear a weightlifting belt. You don't do that, do you?
Don't do that. Sometimes when I do weighted pull-ups, but that's about it.
And also when you're going out on the town.
Or doing deadlifts. Why wouldn't you do it when you're doing deadlifts?
Shannon, where's my weight belt? You don't need one unless you're doing major Olympic-style powerlifting.
Ah.
Plus, your back and core don't get as good a workout. Instead, just flex your abs to activate your core doing things like squats and deadlifts.
So in my CrossFit class, and mind you, I'm in horrible shape. I just go to the classes. But in CrossFit, you can wear a weight belt that holds weights when you're doing pull-ups. And when they go to that that exercise, I just put my weight belt on, and I don't put any weights on there. I just
so it looks like you have weights on.
And then everybody else has like a plate hanging off their crotch, and I'm like, oh.
Look at me. And the number five thing, don't do overhead kettlebell swings.
Oh, I do those all the time. Why not?
You can still use kettlebells, just don't swing them any higher than chest level, or you can hurt your neck and lower back.
I've done that.
Hey, Mike, just for
fun. I've actually done that. I've busted my back up doing that same thing, that exact
thing. That's why you shouldn't do it.
Just for me, and I hate to ask this of you, can you read that last exercise of Smokey Rivers? The overhead kettlebell?
Don't do overhead kettlebell swings. You can still use kettlebells, just don't swing them any higher than chest level, or you can hurt your neck and lower back.
More peppered vodka?
Smokey Rivers, thank you. Peppered vodka, please, thank you. CBS made it official yesterday. They're canceling CSI. It's a big deal.
Oh, my God. It's been a long time.
Which one?
They are going to be, it's the original. They're going to wrap up all the loose ends in a two-hour TV movie in September, according to the press release. Some original cast members will be back, including William Peterson and Marg Helgenberger, who played Grissom and Catherine. There's no word who else might be returning. CSI Cyber was renewed for a second season. That's Ted Danson. He's got the lucky stick, doesn't he?
You know, he has been on TV
forever.
30 years, hasn't he? Because he had that horrible show where he owned the bar.
And Becker.
Then Becker, exactly. And then before that, Cheers. And, you know, he does work. He also was a regular on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's right. Yep, he's everywhere. And so they've renewed him. CSI will slide over and join that show, replacing Peter McNichol, who played Simon on season one. So that's it. The other show CBS is bringing back, you ready?
Yes.
Write them down. I'm going to go through them quick.
Please.
Two Broke Girls, 48 Hours, 60 Minutes, The Amazing Race, The Big Bang Theory, Blue Bloods, Criminal Minds, Elementary, The Good Wife, Hawaii 50, Madam Secretary, Mike and Molly, Mom, NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, NCIS New Orleans.
Wow.
That's just the way CBS rolls, isn't it?
It is. And you know,
gonna,
of all of those.
We're going to make as many of them. Well, that's what the NBC did with the SVU.
Yeah, but
that.
Of all of those, Law I order. Think the only one I'll watch is 60 Minutes. How sad is that?
True.
That whole slate.
Yeah.
Amazing Race is fun once in a while.
Yeah.
Although Person of Interest was only picked up for a partial season, they have picked that up along with The Odd Couple, Scorpion, and Survivor, and Undercover Boss.
A lot of people don't know that the show Person of Interest is based on the life of Matt Bloom.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Never been to New York. Here are the six shows CBS canceled. Battle Creek. Anybody watch that?
No.
The McCarthys. I have no idea.
It's about a movie critic on Channel 5.
Yeah. The Mentalist, The Millers, Stalker, and 2.5 Men is gone.
Oh, yeah, but that they announced that sometime out. That was a planned end, right?
Ever. Dr. Oz took some time from selling snake oil Saturday night to help out when he witnessed a single car accident on the Jersey Turnpike. West Hampton Township Fire Chief Jason Carty says Oz
got right into, Mehmet. Or as Rob likes to call him, Mehmet.
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 Mehmet Oz got right into the vehicle and helped two victims, one whom needed their spine stabilized. Luckily, the injuries were minor. Cardi said, quote, he gave a very thorough report on both victims' conditions and injuries. He could have kept going, but being the guy he is, he stopped and rendered aid. Well,
you know
good
what?
PR for Dr. Oz.
Gary Stein, not a fan.
Dane Cook.
Boo!
You still like him, Oscar?
Still like him.
Yeah, he's great.
I went to his live show.
Yeah.
He's such a douche.
He actually had a great set. After 4 years not being on the stage, I liked it.
Mm. Dane Cook was reportedly banned from the L.A. comedy club The Laugh Factory permanently.
Permanently?
And, no, not because he couldn't generate a laugh, although that's the first thing that popped into people's heads. Mm-hmm. A source says Dane used vulgar, offensive language toward a waitress. When the owner called him on it, things escalated. They got into a heated argument with Cook telling him, quote, I own this place.
Oh, no.
Dane has been a regular there for years, and he owns the club's endurance record after performing for 7 straight hours on January 1st, 2008. So Dane Cook being a dude.
He's out.
I remember that 7-hour set. They let him stay up there because they were still waiting for him to get started.
Yeah, I know. Lindsay Lohan. Go ahead.
I think he gets a bad rap. Like, you know. When you do things like that, probably doesn't help.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, if
rap.
You do stuff like that, you're going to get a bad rap. Yeah. It's called the truth.
Lindsay Lohan showed up at a Brooklyn nursery school yesterday. She started her latest round of community service.
Hi, kids. Hi, how are you? Here's how we light a Marlboro.
She actually got there early. Meanwhile, the school sent letters at home telling parents that she'd be treated like any other volunteer and would never be left alone with any of the kids.
That's great.
It's pretty damn funny. And a little something, something. An English man says a piece of a rubber toy that was lost 40 years ago came out of his nose during a sneezing fit.
What?
Steve Easton. He is 51. He said he was playing an internet game at his home in Camberley when a sneezing fit prompted the emergence of the object from his nostril. Unsure of what he had found, Easton called his mother, 77-year-old Patricia Easton.
Well, of course.
She told him that the object was the end sucker piece on a toy rubber dart. Pat Easton said she had decades previously taken Steve, then 7 or 8 to the hospital after he swallowed the toy, but x-rays were inconclusive. All these years later, it suddenly just shot out, she told the BBC.
Wow.
Steve Easton said his ability to breathe and blow his nose feels no different from before. Easton said he carried the object around to show people who were interested in the story, but has since disposed of it. And of course, if you're wondering, he disposed of it by eating it. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Good thinking.
We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hello, listeners. This is Rob Spiewak broadcasting from Washington, D.C.
And this is Katie Powers broadcasting from Savannah, Georgia. Wait a minute. This is Katie Forbes. Von Herman. Von Herman. Forbes. Broadcasting from Savannah, Georgia.
Yes, Katie has moved out of town, but one thing hasn't changed. She's still drinking. Please listen to Cake and Cookies, brand new episode every week right here on the More Network.
Cake and Cookies, Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That's right. We're covering the whole map, people. That's the way we're doing it. We're covering the whole damn map. That's the goal of this show, this empire. We're going to have people everywhere. Welcome back to the show. I want to remind you that we talk about all of us here at TMOS. I want to talk about you, people.
Please.
Are you happy? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating your veggies? Don't pick it and eat it. You have to take care of yourself and occasionally treat yourself to the best things in life, like the 2015 TMOS Bonus Package. Subscribe for a full year, and you'll get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, access to the entire anthology at over a 25% savings, and a great way to support the show. Whoa, whoa. It's waiting for you at MikeOmaraShow.com. Rob, my microphone is lower than it's been. I don't know whether you touched something or what's going on there. Anyway, just click the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages, and now you can even pay with a credit card. The TMOS Bonus Packages, because you are worth it. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, March 14, 2015.
Our lead story in the audio vault today.
May, I should say. May 14.
Lead anyway. Story in the audio vault today, Mike. Matt Bloom never been to New York City.
Yeah, very sad.
It is sad.
Breaking.
Brooklyn. How about Chicago?
Yes, I went through Chicago.
Okay, that's counts.
Through, like the terminal?
Doesn't, He was on the way to Wisconsin.
We drove through on the way. Yep.
So there was a rumor. Yeah.
I know you.
There was a rumor. There was a rumor that Fall Out Boy was going to be on the finale of American Idol last night. So it was on in the living room of my house.
Oh, man.
We did not see them. Congratulations to Nick Frattiani. No one's ever going to hear of him again, but he won. But there was a couple musical moments I thought I should bring you. I really feel this is out of place. One of their contestants, Tiana Jones, came out and performed with the Jacksons, Marlon, Jackie, Tito, and Jermaine. But they let other Jacksons sing Michael's part.
Oh my God.
This is the contestant. Just like back in grade school, you're doing the same
old thing. Stand for love, you say, maybe you're old. Who's this?
This is a contestant, Tiana Jones.
She's good.
She is good.
I don't know what's going to happen to you,
but I do know. Well, I mean, they got to give them something to do, Rob, right?
Yeah, and then, but still, I mean, I really think when you're singing the Jackson songs that Michael sang lead on, maybe time to retire them.
Or throw a hologram up, for God's sake.
Yeah, do something. And, and also, really, that first one, it sounded like me doing this. Yeah, because, you know, it's da-da-da-da.
It's unusual because usually the Jackson family has pretty good judgment.
Great decisions, Mike, a history of them.
Yeah,
and my Facebook blew up last night almost as if a field goal had hit the upright.
Okay.
And I said, oh, my God, what's this? Michael McDonald. On the American Idol finale, Mike.
Oh, he was on last night?
Is now doing Michael McDonald as being done by you and I doing Michael McDonald.
Okay.
So what I have done is I have tried to cut out most of the contestant. The guy who came in second, his name was Clark Beckham. He did a duet with Michael McDonald. Here's Michael McDonald last night. You don't know me, I'm your brother. I won't reach here just
Has he lost the instrument a little bit?
A little bit, and I think he's cheating it a little bit.
Oh, that's too bad. You never know how an artist generates that sound and what he's doing with his instrument to make himself sound that way. So sometimes you can duplicate that. It's like why I can't do Lucille Ball anymore.
You know, but he's done that for so long. And when we
try
to duplicate his voice, you know, I couldn't do that for 30 years.
No,
that's hard. Destroying it. But you know what? He is silver. Man, his hair is white.
Yeah, he's been white forever.
Yeah,
and not like your kind of white. I'm talking about gray.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now,
thank you.
Our 911 call of the day goes to Quincy, Massachusetts. Mike, what kind of great father are you that when you get to the train station, you forget and get on the train and leave your baby in the car seat in your car? He called 911 from the train.
I left by accident my toddler in my SUV.
You left what?
I'm sorry, I'm on the train.
That's okay.
I left my one-year-old baby in my SUV by accident this morning at North Quincy Station. I'm on my way back to the station now.
What kind of car is it?
It's a black Saturn View, and it's parked on the McDonald's side of the North Quincy lot, about the third row from the place where you pay for your ticket.
Oh,
all right,
the anxiety.
Stand by.
Can you imagine?
Stand by with me. Do not hang up.
I won't.
The child is okay.
Was it a hot day? Was it hot at all?
It's in Quincy, so it's so cool.
It was probably not. Probably
it was
cool.
Moderate, and they got people to it fairly quickly. The child's okay. And you know what? Listening to it, my first thought is, what an idiot. But I hear that anxiety in his voice.
It's terrified. Yeah.
I think that it's just something that happens.
It happened, but boy, look, judge not lest ye be judged. I mean, really, the fact is horrible. The fact is you can't do that. You just can't.
You can't.
You can't do that on a hot day, especially that baby could die.
The police are not releasing his name to protect him, and I think this is wise.
Yeah.
You referenced it just a moment ago, Julia Roberts on Letterman last night.
There's
always been a thing where
so emotional.
He kisses her. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Here is their last kiss.
I just want to say, David Letterman, I love you, and I thank you for all of the joy and the laughs and the intelligence you have brought to us for 33 years.
I don't know what to say.
Beautiful analysis right there.
the intelligence. That's part of it too. And that's what he brought. And that's a great that's word nice. To use. That's one of the best analyses I've heard of Letterman. And yeah, I got all Chuck because she was cool. he had the steaming undies for her.
Oh,
he truly
for
did,
30
really.
Years. I think it's been almost that long. And let us close with this, Mike. Fascinating information. Pornhub has finally released some of their search data, some of their metrics. Yeah.
The adult website Pornhub has released figures showing that men most often search for videos in the teen and MILF categories. The teen and MILF categories. The least searched for category, teen MILFs.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, nice. Everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show, send a letter or package to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long for now, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.